Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. Today we're joined with the Southern Mississippi standout defensive lineman, Dom Quiwon, and he had a fabulous breakout 2022 season. He really, really put it all together. 10 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. This kid brought it, and now he's on that NFL draft radar. And I texted him earlier, and there's some validation that he's going to put up some amazing pro day numbers at his 263 frame. But Dom, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
I'm thankful to be here, and it's been good. I just got out of stretch and massage, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
And all the things that come with being a draft prospect. Kind of take us through a typical day as you get ready for pro day and all the things that come with being in the position that you're in.
Typical day, I usually wake up at around 8 o'clock, eat breakfast, drink some water, got to hydrate before the workout. Then at around, let's say, 10:30 to 11:30, I go in, get some treatment, stretch some more. Then I get into a workout at around 11:30. We get some time to rest, come back at around 3 o'clock, get another workout in. I hit the sauna usually once a day, and at the end of the day, around this time, I usually go in for a stretch and massage to kind of end off the day and unwind.
And let it all begin the day over. We got to get into this last season. What clicked, Dom? What made you have the success that you had? Not that you were a bad player by any means, but I think you know as well. I mean, you really set the world on fire defensively at Southern Miss.
Right. I think it was my lack of opportunity the previous year season, and I was kind of new to the position, and my time was kind of running out. So it kind of lit a fire under me, and it made me work a little harder just because nobody knows my name. Still, a lot of people don't know my name and stuff after the stats I put up. But it kind of gave me motivation looking at the years previous, and it kind of made me want to just be better because I knew I could improve every year, but this year was kind of special to me because it was my last college year. I wanted to leave with at least one ring, and I wanted to leave with an impact on the kids after me and stuff like that. So
that's if you made that happen. I'm curious. Growing up, was football your favorite sport, and were you the bigger, better athlete from day one?
So growing up, I didn't play any football. I was usually it was kind of weird because I didn't grow up super big or, like, swole, but, like, I was a little skinny, but I usually was, like, the fastest and the strongest amongst my peers. Like, I played backyard football and stuff like that. I used to do races in the streets, but I didn't play an organized sport until my freshman year of high school, really my sophomore year, because I kind of came super late my freshman year of high school, but sophomore year is really where I kind of kicked it off and started learning the game of football.
And then did you know defensive end, defensive edge rusher? Did you know that? I mean, was that the primary position, or was that something you kind of learned once you went JUCO and then arrived at Southern Miss?
I started off as a running back, actually. I was one of the bigger backs. So, yeah, I started off as a running back, bounced around to tight end and receiver and stuff. And we just didn't have – in high school, we didn't have enough people on the defensive line. So me being the bigger back and the more athletic guy, put me on the edge to set the edge and stuff. So, yeah, that's what happened there.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dom Quiwon here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Again, if you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available to download and listen to at your leisure at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your shows. We were texting earlier because I caught wind that you're going to post some pretty amazing pro day numbers. And where does that athleticism stem from? I mean, I think naturally gifted a little bit, but how hard do you work to maintain that?
I hope to put up some pretty impressive numbers. Sometimes I really surprise myself because being this big, I shouldn't be able to move that fast. But as far as where it comes from, I don't know. I love to say, like, everybody loves to say, oh yeah, it's natural and they just came to me. But like, I've been a guy who's worked hard for all my career, and I've always been behind the eight ball. So being an underdog and kind of a dark horse, it just makes me want to work a lot harder just to be seen. So I've always had a drive to get faster, get better, get stronger. So all of it kind of stems from me coming to high school, really wanting to excel at being athletic and being good at football. And it all just stems from hard work. That's all I can really say. I mean, my parents, they weren't super, super big on athletics. They were more education and stuff. And they didn't grow up in, like, any type of super big sport. I mean, I'm taller. And I'm pretty sure I'm stronger than both of my parents, but, you know, they kind of supported me in whatever I did, and I appreciate them for that. But, yeah, man, I've been working pretty hard my whole life, and especially being behind the eight ball, I got to work two times as hard as the guys that are more talented and in front of me.
Fair enough. And, I mean – so we're legit, though. I mean, it's possible a 4.5, sub 4.5 at 263. That's something we could see on Pro Day?
Absolutely.
Wow, Dom, you are going to turn heads. I mean, I've been to more than enough Pro Days in my lifetime, and I know those scouts are going to start they're going to ask each other, what did you get? Did you get this? And they're going to show each other, and they're going to like, man, and that's how you catch fire. This is your show, and we do know those guys do listen at the next level. What do you think they're going to love about you? If they're breaking down your tape, that stuff that pops off the film that they're going to fall in love with, what do you think those traits are going to be?
Some of my traits, as far as, like, anything intangible, I'm going to work hard. I'm very coachable. Speaking in the aspect of this past season, I actually played outside linebacker, and it was my first year playing the position, and I kind of excelled at it. So being very coachable is one of my key traits, because it's not easy to – some things you just can't coach, but the things you can coach are what's best about a player to me. So me just being coachable, and I'm a fast learner. You know, just getting to a new playbook, it won't be super hard for me. Obviously, the NFL is going to be a lot more complicated and stuff like that, and it's a lot deeper. But coming from a playbook that I came from at Southern Miss, our defense was a multiple D, and we had a pretty big playbook, and it was a lot to learn, especially in the short time period that I had playing outside linebacker my last year, and I got it packed down. So I think my learning ability and being coachable is what they're gonna like most about me.
Fair enough. And you, that quick roll, Where do you think teams see you? I know you spent time at the Tropical Bowl, Tropical Scrimmage, or just, you know, down there at the – do teams – do they see you as an edge guy? Do some see you as a pure outside linebacker?
Yeah, I'm probably going to end up somewhere where we play a true 3-4 or kind of a multiple D where I come in certain packages and stuff. But at my size, I'm kind of an in-betweener. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I see myself in like a 3-4 type defense where I'm coming off the edge or covering the flats.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think, I mean, when I cover the Steelers, it seems like their outside linebackers are, they do like a heftier type guy. Granted, I mean, this is all, we're just talking here, but in teams of, every team is different in terms of personnel and what they like, but your size and tangibles, I just instantly think that could be a fit there. For you, as we go through this process, outside of the game of football, how do you like to spend your free time? When you're not worried about training and you're not worried about X's and O's, how do you get away and enjoy other aspects of life?
I watch a lot of anime, play video games and stuff. I like learning a lot of new things. What's one thing I could say as a hobby? I like making videos. I have a decent following on TikTok, but I just like making content, having fun. I don't do too much I don't do anything that's super like strenuous or anything, but football's like 90% of what I do. I could say 99, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably closer to the 99 percentile, especially now, Dom. Hey, my man, we are about to wrap things up, but we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, you had 10 sacks this last season, and the dunk contest was this past weekend. I always like to consider you guys the dunk artist, the sack artist, if you will. What's your favorite way to get in, what's your sack? I guess what's that 50-point sack that you love to perform to get to the QB?
There's a lot of things, but if I had to give a quick answer, it would be like jab chop or chop club because I'm elusive off the edge, so a lot of them can't keep up with me, so, yeah.
Yeah, with that speed, I don't think they, yeah. There you will. Anybody at, it could have been at Southern Miss, any coaches have a big pet peeve, something that if you caught Dot doing this at practice, you might catch a little hell?
Talking while we're going walkthroughs.
So you got to keep
coaches,
it quiet.
Coaches, especially if we're, like, learning a new play or anything like that. If we're talking in the background and you haven't learned it yet, you're about to get in some trouble. Because when we get to the game or practice and you get it wrong, you're not going to see that field anymore.
Fair enough on that one. And then the final question before we let you go this afternoon, and it's been a real pleasure to have you. We appreciate your time. Draft weekend, when you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. Dom, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate your journey into the National Football League?
My best what?
Yeah, who's the best cook in your family?
Oh, my mother. Hands down. She's going to make all the food.
Fair enough. Well, hey, Mom is now on the clock, and Dom, you are also on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. We always like to tell our guests to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate it so much for this opportunity to kind of talk to you and spread the word. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I feel like I got a breaking news story when it comes to you. So thank you for sharing your time with us.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Once again, Dom Quijon, the standout from Southern Miss. So much to like about this young man. Breakout season and the intangibles that he brings. And as we talked about, those speeds, that athleticism, come pro day. I mean, I've been to pro days. I've seen guys have great days, and it really can change your draft perception in terms of how teams evaluate the league. I mean, it's just a great opportunity, and everything's going well for him. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.